következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
My name is Carl from, and I'm the guitarist from Low.
My name's Adrian. I'm the drummer for Low.
So we started back in about 2006 by myself. I sort of formed the band, and I'd previously played in some other bands in Sydney. The previous band I'd played in, we were a bit more ambient. So we were, you know, sort of along the lines of Cult of Luna, Isis, bands like that, and which I loved, but and I still do. But after that band had finished, I really wanted to do something a bit more aggressive and a bit simpler, and just, you know, dirtier and heavier. I met Adrian, who I sort of knew already through friends, but I didn't really know him that well, and sent him some of the songs that I'd written, and he was really into it, and basically recorded, he recorded drums at home and sent them back, and it was amazing, and then we finally got together.
I like playing fast stuff, yeah. So I think that's kind of mixed in.
Definitely, yeah.
Our songs kind of go from fast punk sort of speed to down to really slow and really quiet
almost
bits,
and then experimental sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I think like the dynamics of the songs have ended up, and even from the first album to the new album, it's sort of really like up and down in terms of loud and quiet and fast and slow. It's not all just fast or it's not all slow, it's like there's a big mix of
Jamie, who is now our current singer, once again I didn't really know him personally before the band, but he was sort of
I'd known him for a long time, and we'd spoken on drunken nights out about starting metal bands and stuff, and we'd always go, yeah, let's start a band, and it would, you know, that would be the end of it. But then I played him the songs we'd already, sort of recorded a few songs already. I showed him some of it, and he was like, I've got to be involved with this. He got really excited, like I did when I heard the songs for the first time. And he came along, and it just worked. When we record and write songs, we try and write songs so that we can play them live and have them sound the same. So for us, it's 95% about the music, I guess.
Yeah.
And 5% about...
Definitely. We definitely...
hat Jamie's wearing.
Yeah. We definitely try and avoid, when we record, we try and avoid doing too much, because it's very easy to, you know, keep adding layer and layer and layers and making things sound perfect, because we know that's not how we play live. So, you know, the way it sounds on CD is pretty close to our live sound, so and we just play pretty intensely, and, you know, lots of moving around and sweating, and it's good, it's fun.
We open with the our new album has kind of an intro, like a piano track, And then we'd go, we played basically the start of the new album, so to kind of, I suppose, give the effect of playing the new album live. I don't know. But then we still wanted to play songs from the first album, so we kind of put together a set that's a lot like the albums, I suppose, where it's not just like all the fast songs in one. It sort of goes up and down. And we've got samples in between songs to kind of add a bit of ambience, like just sounds, and rather than just
stopping
nothing,
standing there and not talking. Yeah, we definitely try and make it, you know, very cohesive throughout the whole set, and yeah, like adding in the samples and things like that in between songs, and just making it more of a you know, continuous show. And yeah, we're very you know, a lot of attention goes into what songs we're going to play where and stuff like that. So, and yeah, like Adrian said, we're sort of trying to do half the new songs, half the old songs. Obviously we haven't toured here before, so you know, it makes sense to still play the older songs as well, because a lot of people haven't seen us ever. So yeah, I think it's a good mix. Sydney's okay. We've got a very, very small metal scene in Sydney, even in Australia in general. It's not nothing compared to Europe or, say, America or something like that. But, yeah, it's very small, but it's very good. There's a lot of really interesting bands in Australia. And, yeah, just a lot of cool people. But, you know, unfortunately, I think in Australia there's sort of a point you can get to as far as playing metal music goes, and then not much further, because I guess culturally, you know, we're not... there's not a lot of people who listen to it. You know, people just... I guess it's the same elsewhere, but, you know, most people sort of listen to dance music or top 40
and,
or
I mean, the radio. The heavier your music is, the smaller the shows tend to be.
Yeah.
The people are passionate about it, and all the bands that are in the same scene are pretty supportive of each other.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's, like, to be able to come here and play, like, on a Monday night to... it's hundreds of people.
Yeah, just, that's
you could. We don't even really have shows on Monday nights in Australia, unless it was like Iron Maiden or something.
Yeah, and unless it's like a really big band, you know, like Iron Maiden or Slayer or someone like that, you know, which they'll sell out concerts in Australia easily. But if it's anything less, then you know, it's usually not too nothing like over here.
See you, Duck.
Die with me!
obviously we all like the same bands, but each of us also like, you know, completely different stuff to each other as well. So there's a big, you know, melting pot of styles that we all listen to that we all necessarily don't, you know, might not like the same band, but we all have different influences, and I think that helps a lot in the writing style, even though the end result is still heavy. But I think listening to, you know, bands that aren't necessarily metal bands works really well as far as hearing other dynamics and songwriting techniques and things like that. So I think that works well.
Carl's a big fan of Bjork.
Yeah, and like bands like that.
So all the ambient tracks that are kind of in between the actual songs with heavy guitars and stuff, you can hear influence of just sounds and...
Yeah, I listen to a lot of... I actually listen to a lot of classical music as well.
And soundtracks
and electronic stuff and, yeah, like a whole bunch of... Mostly it's, I'll sort of come up with the foundation for a song most of the time, and I'll just record it at home. Got a little, you know, bedroom studio set up at home. So I'll do that, and then I'll basically send the songs to everyone, and, you know, people will comment and say what they like and don't like. Adrian will then usually record drums at home, and then sort of once we're all happy, we might, you know, we'll get together and work on things more. It's actually quite hard because Adrian actually lives in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
which is very
odd. We're from Sydney, Australia, but I live in Hong Kong, so we send a lot of emails and we're on Skype sort of saying, I like this bit, but maybe this bit should go for a bit longer, or then we should put another part in between here, and then we'll kind of record it.
Yeah.
Send an example through over email.
It's a very weird way to work, but it works. You know, and I think it's good because it gives us more time to actually sit there and listen to the songs properly, and instead of just being in a room and going, oh, that'll do, record, done. It gives us a bit more chance to actually listen to things properly and realise what's working and not working, and we have the time then to make changes and things like that.
And we have to kind of get together in a set period of time and go, right, we've got a week.
Yeah.
We have to get this done, so it kind of forces us to work really hard. And
definitely.
Like, the new album, we only really decided to start doing that at the end of last year. And
once we knew this tour was confirmed, like, we were going to do one anyway, obviously, but
it would have taken us a lot longer.
It would have taken us longer, and we thought we really need a new album out before we come to Europe. So we tried really hard to get it written and recorded.
Want to make a little bit of noise for us silly Australian cats? Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I didn't expect that. You ready to fucking rock?
The lyrics are usually done after. Jamie does all that. I can't write a song, like lyrics to, you know, save my life. I'm actually really bad at it. So he does all that, but he'll usually do that at the end.
While we're recording the actual music.
Yes, yeah, sometimes while we're actually recording, he'll come up with things on the spot.
But he's very, like, into concepts as a whole, so the album is, you can probably explain it better, but it's not like a whole bunch of songs
random
with different
stuff,
random lyrics. All the lyrics are kind of related to every other song on the album.
Yeah, he's very good with words and putting you know, lyrics together, and so he he's very conscious of sort of tying all the songs in. You know, there might not be a very strong concept through the whole album, but there'll be something that relates to each of the songs, which is pretty cool, I think. So yeah.
We'll be right back.
You know, if we've got tours back home or gigs back home, Adrian will fly over and we'll spend a couple of days rehearsing. I mean, rehearsals are usually fine. If we've been playing the songs for a while and we're all familiar with them, then it's a pretty quick process. And as soon as we all get together, we're all usually pretty tight straight away. So, but for the album, we obviously recorded it, but we hadn't played it live as a band yet. So we landed in Switzerland when this tour started, so we spent 3 days in Switzerland rehearsing together as a band. So it's definitely a weird way to work, but it just works for us. So and also I was going to say before, Adrian plays guitar as well, and so does our singer, Jamie. So they also write a lot of the, contribute to a lot of the music parts, not just their own instruments, which is really cool. So it's good to have an extra influences, you know, people writing the songs as well instead of just myself. And, you know, Adrian's got his own familiar style, and so does Jamie, which helps a lot. So, you know, they'll contribute, you know, song ideas and riffs and stuff like that, and then we'll sort of all get together and, you know, figure out what's working and what's not, and, yeah, go from there.
Are you having fun yet? These fucking guys are. This is what I'm talking about. Let's bang some fucking heads. What fucking man?
Yeah, we were blown away. I've never been here before, and just driving in, we were just like blown away at this city. And yeah, so this has definitely been a highlight for us. And just walking around today and stuff, it was really cool. And I'd really love to stay longer, but I think I'll definitely come back for a holiday with my girlfriend at some point. So
driven through the Swiss Alps.
Yeah,
Which was amazing. I mean, I've been to some places in Europe before, but same. Not a lot of this tour is places that I've never been. And Jamie, our singer, it's his first time overseas from Australia.
It's his first time out of the country, yeah. Yeah.
And so for all of us, there's been a lot of moments where we're seeing things that we've never seen, apart from getting to play shows with The Ocean and Cult of Luna every night, which is just
the,
so amazing.
Wouldn't matter where it was, that's just...
We get
just,
to watch them every night as well. But we're also getting to see all these countries and...
And we've had such a range, like, in climate and things like that. Like, we got here, when we got to Switzerland, it was freezing and it was snowing for, like, 3 days, and we were driving through snow. And now we're here and it's hot and we're swimming and it's crazy. Like, we've basically had every climate here so far since we've been here, which has been really cool, so...
We've had some pretty good parties too.
That's the thing. I mean, every place we've played, the people are so nice and everyone's really welcoming, and there's like a lot of hospitality, and we've met some really cool people, and yeah, it's just been amazing just to be here, just to be overseas playing music.
Since now I'm free to
and gentlemen, welcome one of the best fucking vocalists in the world, Loic from the Ocean. Come on, buddy. Come on. Let's hear it for Loic. Thank you.